Jimmy Jam. How you and Terry Lewis doing this morning, man?
Hey, man. We are here. We're hanging in there, but we're enjoying all the celebration of our man Prince's great music, man, and great career and great legacy.
Did y'all grow up together?
Yeah, we did, as a matter of fact. Well, obviously, we all grew up in Minneapolis together, but I actually went to junior high with Prince, and we got to know each other back then, even before, the time or any of that stuff. So, yeah, we go back a long way.
Are you on that basketball team we're seeing pictures of now?
No, but I used to watch that basketball team, and I can tell you, the funny thing is Prince actually was a really good basketball player. He had ridiculous handles. He was like Steph Curry. I mean, he was like
really?
Just a ridiculous. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, he could play. He was ridiculous. And matter of fact, even later on in life, when we were used to record out at Sunset Sound in L.A., they had a basket at that particular studio, and Prince could beat anybody at a game of horse because he knew like all the angles, like off the roof and off the pole, off the whatever, and he could make baskets, man, that nobody else could make. So, he was very competitive, man, but he could play.
No hanging off the rim, though, or anything like that, was there?
No, nothing like that. No, he wasn't.
he didn't have
it. He wasn't.
Yeah. Jimmy Jam, let's talk business and how Prince changed the business. Let's talk about when he changed his name to the symbol. What was that all about? Explain that, Jimmy Jam.
Well, Prince really, first of all, it starts with creativity. It's the music business, so I always say that the music part comes first. And for Prince, the music was always first with him. He was someone who was very prolific. He had a lot of ideas, a lot of records he wanted to put out, and the way that the record company systems were set up then, you basically did an album, and then you basically promoted the album for the next year, and then you put out the next album. And Prince always wanted to put out more music than that. He would put out an album, and then, 3 months later or whatever, he'd have more music and he'd want to put it out. And he never really understood the concept of why a record company, it's my music, and, why can't I put it out when I want to? And at the same time, he was very much an advocate for artists' rights, and why can't the artists be in charge of, their masters, their music, and that type of thing. So, yeah, he wrote Slave on his face because he felt like he was being oppressed by the record companies. I think we all thought it was a little bit strange. I don't think a lot of people got it because he was such a successful artist. But he had a bigger picture of what he wanted to do. And what it was is the things we see now, the way artists release records, you see them release records on there through their social media, or you see, like Kanye, for instance, release a record that's not even done yet, but then as it's going, he finishes it. Those are the kind of innovative ideas that really Prince, to me, was the forefront of making those things happen, where artists have the freedom to do those kind of things and make those kinds of decisions. So he was really out front, with everybody. And talk about branding. How about I'm not a name, I'm just a symbol?
Yeah.
that was the ultimate branding move right there.
Mm.
And he always, from the stories that we're hearing from other artists and musicians, that he was always advising people to stay on top of their music and holding on and maintaining control of that.
Yeah, that's the thing I've told people too recently, because it's a thing where it seems like, obviously he got a lot of attention for it. But for him, it was more about the big picture. And he would, if whenever you hear him in a speech or something like that, there was a couple of speeches I've seen recently that they will replay. And he's always sending a message about that, about being on top of your music, about the rights that the creators need to have for their music and those types of concerns. But if you talk to him in private, he would say those same things and he would go much more in depth about it. It was really one of his missions. That he wanted to leave music in a better place, not only from the music that he did, but also for everybody that was making music. And it probably was an aspect that was been undervalued in his career. But now we're getting a chance to take a look at it and realize just the impact that he's made on that side of it.
Streaming. A little while ago, he took all his music off of all of these streaming sites.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Well, the streaming model just economically doesn't work for the music creator, particularly for the songwriter. Streaming, it's a great technology, and it's nothing against the technology at all. Matter of fact, Prince has always been embraced the technology. He was on the internet way before everybody else and using social media way before anybody else. But the bottom line is, you know, most streaming services place, you know, pay somewhere per stream of, I know, for instance, I testified in Congress against Pandora a few years back, and at that point it was 0.03 cents per stream. And at the time they were complaining that that was too much money. So, you know, there's been examples and stuff, and, you know, I don't want to pull out erroneous numbers, but if you look and you there's been studies where, you know, some of the biggest records in the world, I know there was a Bruno Mars record, I believe there was a John Legend record, I believe the Pharrell record, Happy, was one of the records that were talked about, that even though these songs were some of the biggest songs in the world, the actual earnings on the songs were in, you know, the thousands of dollars, meaning like maybe $4,000 or $5,000. And, you know, that's obviously nothing to sneeze at, but certainly not the value of, you know, a song, you know, of that caliber. So that was what Prince was against. And, you know, Tidal, where he ended up actually going, just at this point, actually is the streaming service that actually pays the most per stream to the artist. And I think he felt that that was the most fair of the streaming services.
Nothing like having a musician run that business, huh?
iTunes, yeah. iTunes is reporting that that the sale of Prince music is like through
the
roof
charts,
right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to his estate? Who's his estate going to be left to? He didn't have any children, right?
No, he didn't have any children, and I'm not really sure. But I do know that he has a treasure trove in his vault of wonderful music. There was music that was being created back when Terry and I were with the time that is fantastic music that's in there. And that music will see the light of day. And I can't wait for that to happen, because there's, as much as we've heard from Prince, it has been absolutely incredible. There's so much we haven't heard that is very much just as incredible.
Any family for Prince?
That's a great question. Tom, I honestly don't really know. There was never, you know, even at that point when we were working with him, there wasn't a lot of family around. It was basically him. He'd always been kind of more to himself. I mean, he had a brother that passed away that, you know, grew up. You know, when his brother was alive, his brother was basically, you know, we went to school with him back in high school and stuff, but I know he passed away tragically. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure
his sister was working with him, right?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. But I don't know. I mean, hopefully, you know, you always hope a person's affairs are in order. He's leaving such a rich legacy that you hope that it will be in the hands of the proper people. And
not the probate court.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always want to be in control of what you're doing.
And will you get the rights to the name, the time back?
Well, I don't know, man. That's something I haven't even thought about that.
I know. I'm just messing. I'm being messy.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Are, yeah.
Jim.
No. Oh, do I know that?
Yeah.
So now that you. Hey, man, now that you mentioned it, though, yeah, that's a good idea, Tom. We'll check into that right away, man. Get back.
All right. All right.
Take care, and we're sorry for your loss, really.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all the support and love that you're giving Prince. It makes me feel really good to know his legacy is going to be so amazing and in such good hands with people like yourselves, playing the music and continuing to support, you know, what he did. So It's great. Thank you guys so much.
All right, give Terry a hug for me.
I will, absolutely.
Jimmy Jam. Jammin' Lewis.